Hello everybody, welcome to the Soundtrack Review. Today we are reviewing The Breakfast Club. This is my favourite movie of all time, so I'm really mega excited. Absolutely amazing movie. You might have already guessed from the song we just played. That was Don't You Forget About Me from Simple Minds, also known as the song from The Breakfast Club. Originally supposed to be sung by Billy Idol, but Simple Minds took it in the end. Today, we have, obviously, my partner in crime, Shraini, with me.
Hello.
And we also have our friends, Alice and Katie. How are you guys?
We're the best.
Good today, thank you.
They are the best. So, guys, what do you think of The Breakfast Club?
Super cool and funky fresh.
I like it. I like your thinking, Alice.
I was going to say something much more, you know, informative, but that works.
Funky fresh is also descriptive.
The Breakfast Club. Shraini, give us a little bit of insight.
Okay, so The Breakfast Club, it's a 1985 American coming-of-age comedy drama film written, produced and directed by John Hughes and starring a load of people.
a load of people who came to be known as the Brat Pack.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a 1980s group of like young people that out of nowhere became really successful actors, and they were in a lot of John Hughes' films as well. So they came to be known as the Brat Pack.
So anyway, this storyline kind of follows the five teenagers, or the Brat Pack as Charlie said, and they're each like a different member of a different high school clique, or like stereotype, I guess. They're all brought together by spending a Saturday... whole day, like the whole of Saturday.
We didn't ever do that. Is that an American thing, spending a Saturday detention?
Yeah, I think so.
I sure hope so.
I'm pretty sure.
That just would be the worst.
Yeah, but what they do is they spend a Saturday in detention together and come to realise that they're all more than their stereotypes.
It's a real like coming of age high school drama. But basically, as Shrainy said, the film follows that basically all these children turn up at school at 7 a.m. and have to spend an entire day in detention. This song is called "Waiting," and this is a song that is in the background as all the people turn up to school at 7 a.m. in the morning. I'd like to reiterate. So have a listen to this. This is "Waiting." What do you guys think of that? Can you imagine yourselves walking up to school?
I mean, that's my theme song.
We're all going to be listening to that on the way into uni now, like, this is me. Although we won't be turning up for detentions,
I was about to say, if I was turning up for a detention at 7 a.m, I don't think my song would be as happy as that. It would be more like
Eminem, sad.
Yeah.
A really melancholy tune.
Like, tons of lightning and thunder everywhere. And
because you'd suddenly become the god of weather.
Anyway, they all turn up at school, and their I don't know if it's the principal or the vice principal, Vernon,
comes.
Mr. Vernon, terrible character. He is demonised a lot in this film. Comes in and basically tells them, you have 8 hours to think about all the bad things that you've done and why you're here. And he also gets them to write an essay saying why they're here and think about whether they'd care to return or not. He leaves them and says, I'm going to be right outside this door. I don't want to hear any noise or anything like that. And you can kind of imagine that if you're in a room for 8 hours, and this was 80s, so you don't have an iPhone to go on to look at Facebook, it can get kind of boring. Do you guys think so?
I mean, yes.
I think I definitely would have had a crisis in 8 hours.
A crisis.
And it seems that there's nothing. It seems that there's nothing really else to do other than, like, just, like, nothing really.
Just to kind of naps.
Hang about, and having naps, coincidentally, is exactly what they do. They are left alone for maybe an hour, and all of them go to sleep. So in the background is a song which is known as the Dream Montage in the Breakfast Club, and have a little listen to it, just a little snippet here for you guys. Kind of a
ow, ow.
Shrainy sang this song really.
just her in the background.
Just a little kind of like reggae tune in the background. I can imagine sleeping to that, can you guys?
No, definitely.
That would put me to sleep for sure.
Always.
And there's also like, do you want to talk about the funny scene with the hair straining?
Oh my god. I think that is one of like my favourite scenes ever. Basically, the crazy one, the quiet
the basket
one?
Case, the as basket she's known case. As.
Yeah.
So they're all like doing their own little thing, and so what the basket case does is she's like sketching, and it's a really, really nice photo. It's like a Christmas Day thing or something. And obviously there needs to be snow. And so she's there, like, shaking her hair and letting all the dandruff fall, which it's I just so think gross. Is so
it's
clever.
Nasty.
Charlie also told me a little bit of, like, trivia knowledge earlier, saying that
I know every fact about
it wasn't actually dandruff, but it was Parmesan cheese.
What, she put cheese in her hair?
They used Parmesan cheese to create the dandruff, because there was a lot of rumours going around saying, like, oh, they made her not wash her hair for, like, months, but they actually used Parmesan cheese. Another food used in it, actually, which you'll very soon get to see after we play this song. We're at the point in the film, they've been asleep and they don't really know what else to do.
they've exhausted all possibilities.
They have. The criminal, John Bender, has marijuana in his locker. So they decide to all go and get it and bring it back to the library where they are supposed to stay. So they head off into the corridors to go to his locker to go and get this substance, which actually, in the film, turns out to be the herb oregano.
Really?
It is not marijuana that they use in the film. It is actually a massive bag of oregano herb.
I mean, if they'd let the real thing be used, I think that would have been an entirely different
I think there might have been a few things to say about that. But so they go to the locker. They're also breaking the rule that Vernon said, which was to stay in the library. And coincidentally, they spot Vernon in the corridor as they are. And suddenly, all hell breaks loose. They think, oh god, he's in the corridor. We have to get back to the library now. And there's this, what's known as quite a famous scene, which is the running scene where they're running around the school trying to find their way back to the library without him seeing them. And in the background is this song by Wang Chung, which is Fire in the Twilight. Have a listen. See if you can imagine running along to this song.
I mean, running. No.
Have a listen, guys.
Time.
Can you guys imagine running around a corridor trying to escape your principal to that song?
It's quite funny, isn't it? Like, they are having a hilarious time when they are running away from him.
Yeah, they literally are. As Bender puts it, being bad feels pretty good.
Oh, doesn't it?
I can imagine
it does.
They recreated that in the Victoria show on Nickelodeon, and it was amazing.
Oh, Alex.
Ariana Grande was running around.
Anyway, so this song plays, and ultimately, of course it would be, Bender gets caught and gets put in isolation, which is actually in a broom cupboard.
Which he's locked into, by the way. Ooh. Inside the principal's office.
You'd definitely be allowed to.
Yeah, of course. Anything goes in the 80s. Yeah. It was acceptable in the 80s.
It was acceptable.
Puns.
Oh my god. No, it was so funny. One thing I forgot to mention earlier was during the lunch scene, and I really like this scene just because at every point, different people were eating different things. Like, the basket case had sandwich, and I think she was putting... Like, she threw the meat away.
Sugar and popcorn.
Sugar and popcorn, yeah. And, like, just, like, squishing it down, like, slamming it with her hand.
She has some really nasty moments.
Yeah, Claire, she really does.
Claire's there, like, eating sushi, and everyone's like, what is that?
Sushi. She even has, like, a glass pot of, like, soy sauce. It's like, who brings that in a back lunch? She had the little wooden board you put it on.
Do you not have that with you? It's in my rucksack right now.
Oh. Alice is the princess here. But so Bender escapes the isolation broom cupboard and heads back to the library. Trainee's favourite scene now arises.
Basically. So this song is played when Andrew's kind of there, like, dancing, and he's just kind of like ripping his clothes off and flexing, and it makes me laugh so, so much. Like, everyone's so chilled and relaxed, and it's just such a great song. This is I'm the Dude by Keith Forsett.
I would love to see you guys dancing the way that Andrew does.
I was about to say, you can see yourself like proper bopping, like shaking your stuff to it.
I can imagine
Lucy May Moore dancing.
Oh yeah, Lucy going a bit crazy in the library, smoking the oregano.
She would definitely be at the library.
more like in bed or something like that. Shout out to Lucy.
I think she's in bed now.
Oh.
In fact, yes, I've just got a message. She is in bed right now.
Hi, Lucy.
did she come to lecture today?
No, of course not.
Anyway, after this scene comes a more kind of like mellow scene where they're all sitting around. And really, this is like the realisation in the film that these five completely different stereotypical people actually have more in common than they realise. And it's like a real kind of like revelation scene. And, like, it gets very, very, like, deep and, like, really quite, like, intense and stuff like that. And then, just for the fun of it, what better way to shake it off than just to have a little dance around, really? So, after this, like, amazing, like, revelations, deep and meaningful scene, they just start dancing to this song.
Taylor Swift style.
Yeah, shaking Taylor Swift off. Style. This is We Are Not Alone by Carla DeVito. And really, you should really listen to the lyrics in this because it really sums up very well, like, what this film is really all about, the message being sent out in it. So this is We're Not Alone.
Just imagine my surprise when I looked into your eyes and saw
Very meaningful tune there.
We are not alone, guys.
We're not alone.
Liverpool Football
Never.
Club.
Oh my god.
My dad will be so proud.
Surely you've ruined that. Oh,
thanks, guys.
So we're coming to the end of the Breakfast Club, and basically this massive dancing kind of marks the end of the 8 hours in detention and the realisation that they're not alone and they're actually not so different after all. Shrani, do you want to talk about the ending? Because you've got quite an opinion on the ending.
I do. I don't know. So, okay, firstly, guys, hear me out and tweet us in at ThisIsLSR and tell me if you think you agree. Like, please just show me some support because I feel like I'm the only one that thinks this. But I really, really liked the whole movie until right at the end when everyone was really close friends with each other and, like...
It wasn't very realistic.
No, well... I get the idea that they're saying, but it was just like the basket case like changes clothes and is in love, like the jock's in love with her, and then Bender and Claire have like a little thing going on. Ugh, I like it, but it's a bit. The ending could have been better.
In the background right now, we're actually playing the love theme from The Breakfast Club, where they all suddenly realise that they love each other in the end.
Feeling all the love.
I agree with you, Shrani. I just think it sends out like the good message in like the whole kind of like they're realising they're getting rid of these like retrospective stereotypes that they once had and sort of coming together and stuff.
Don't they decide they don't want to talk to each other anymore though?
Well, they do, but then it kind of, the whole point of it is it kind of leaves you on a cliffhanger of like, will they actually talk to each other, or now they seem to be coming together?
I want them to be friends.
But
no. Everyone should be friends.
Something that should be said about this film though is that this year is the 30th anniversary for The Breakfast Club.
Oh, anniversary.
And it's been played in over 430 cinemas across the world.
That's
because
so
it's
cool.
Such a famous film. It's gone down as the first greatest high school film of all time.
Wow.
Which I totally agree with completely. But, I mean, for me, it's just such a great film.
This is a film that Charlie absolutely loves. So if anyone disses it, it's kind
don't
of like...
Don't diss it.
You're not friends anymore.
It's my jam.
Your jam.
But speaking of anniversaries, this week has been really special. It's So we've got Katie in the studio.
Hi.
Katie, hello.
Yeah,
congratulations on your and Sahil's first year anniversary.
Woo-hoo. We're all really moved
where
by
you questioned why he was in the seminar that you were in, because he's not supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The start of a beautiful friendship, I'd say.
Well, is it a friendship?
Blossom.
Is it more? He's my soulmate, I think. So, you guys are all invited to the wedding.
Thank you.
It's going to be beautiful.
I will shout out to my boyfriend. Year and a half. Woo!
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 Go, Alice's relationship!
Woo!
Anyway.
But we want to end The Breakfast Club on like a lovely note. Because, guys, no matter who you meet today... Give them a smile, say hello.
Give them some love.
It's a lovely message.
Wave.
Well, as Vernon told them at the start of the film, you have to write an essay about why you're in here.
I'll
and together, they write a very short essay that goes like this. Dear Mr. Vernon, we accept the fact that we had to sacrifice a whole Saturday in detention for whatever it is we did wrong. What we did was wrong, but we think you're crazy to make us write an essay telling us who you think we are. You see us as you want to see us, in the simplest terms, in the most convenient definitions. But what we found out is that each one of us is a brain and an athlete and a basket case, a princess and a criminal. Does that answer your question? Sincerely yours, The Breakfast Club.
No.
Meaningful there. Anyway, thank you very much, guys, for listening to Soundtrack Review. We'll be back next week.
Next week, we have got Boogie Nights, the 1997 film, which is actually about kind of pornography. But I'm gonna
we won't be showing you any of that, obviously.
No. But the soundtrack to that is really great. Again, I've not watched the movie, but I looked at three of the songs, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how the songs are incorporated into such a film.
Definitely.
So stay tuned. Tune in again next week, 2 to 2:30, as per usual, and we will see you guys soon.
And thank you to Katie and Alice for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
We'll see you soon, guys. Bye.
Bye.
good afternoon.
Results in the best.